it makes you even more, you know, caring about the music that you're playing, and it becomes even more important to you, you know, because, I mean, you spend most of your life practicing an instrument, and then, you know, finally you push off the curb in the van, and it's an adventure. It's like, you know, something out of the old gypsy days that, you know, still is alive and well, and, you know, it makes it all worth it to pull into a town, no matter what the situation is, and have great people come to the show. And really looking forward to tonight. I'm very, very excited about it. It's a beautiful club, so.
Adjusting to the day, remember the songs we used to sing, all the words we used to say. And to feel your fingers on my face, they taste of my surprise. From the pain, the hunger, and the warning, understanding only hunger satisfies. And I say, son, man, how do you do? Woman, how do you do? Clean man, how do you do? Won't you cleanse me? Some man, how do you do? One man, how do you do? Three man, how do you do? Won't you cleanse me?
Good evening, folks. You're listening to Honest Tunes Radio Show on KXUA Fayetteville, 88.3 FM. We've been listening to music by New Monsoon, a band from San Francisco, California, who will perform tonight at Chester's Place. The concert will get going about 10 p.m., but we're super psyched right now to have two members of New Monsoon here in the KXUA studios for an interview. Welcome Raja and Jeff Miller from New Monsoon. Raja, if you can go ahead and tell us what you play in the band. It's an awesome instrument.
Thank you. I play the tablas, which are traditional East Indian drums, and I'm classically trained, and I've been learning for several years from the maestro Zakir Hussain, who has collaborated with Shakti and, you know, John McLaughlin, recently with Talabeat Science. So I play the tablas, and we also have... I also play other percussion instruments, and we also have Brian Carey, who plays Latin percussion, and Mari Ilitalo, who plays traditional kit, the three percussionists.
Now that's pretty sick, a band with three drummers in it.
And then Marty also plays the didgeridoo, quite good at it, actually, as well.
So, New Monsoon, a band with a heavy percussive sound, including some percussion instruments from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Miller plays guitar in New Monsoon. Can you tell us a little bit about your role in the band?
Sure. Basically, I'm in the front line, basically, in front of the drums. I stand in front of Marty, and on both sides of me, the bass player Heath Carlisle is the lead singer, and Bo Carper is the acoustic player who plays acoustic guitar, banjo, and dobro, and I also double on mandolin. And we also have a keyboard player with the full, you know, keyboard rack of effects and various killer sounds that he generates. So, you know, we've got a pretty full sound, seven members, and my role is kind of the conductor, so to speak, in terms of, you know, making eye contact and communicating different changes of the music that allow us to kind of jam and improvise, and you know, because of the position that I'm in the center, a lot of the visual cues come from that area, so that's pretty much my role.
I can really appreciate that. In the few months I've been listening to New Monsoon, one of the things I've noticed is a lot of the audience seems to have a really special connection with the band, so it's obvious that you're able to make that connection. How does the audience energy help to make the show evolve and change the music?
The audience energy and participation is, you know, pretty crucial in our performances. We always try to put on the best show we can, and when there's an enthusiastic audience in the crowd that's really enjoying the music, it inspires us to play better and just really get the crowd going so they can really enjoy the full New Monsoon experience. And it is a great thing to see this band live, because each show is unique for every audience that we play for. So, you know, it's pretty special when the audience is in there and they're into it and their energy is just grooving with us.
Fayetteville, Arkansas is a town with a bunch of folks that are known to appreciate live music, and Chester's Place down on Dixon Street certainly has a lot of musical history soaked into the walls. I hope a lot of folks will be out there tonight to enjoy this experience with New Monsoon. What's the difference for you guys between playing on some of the smaller and more intimate stages versus some of the large club stages that you've played? I mean, not club stages, but large festival stages.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, every venue that we perform in is a unique environment. You know, it's basically a combination of what we're doing on stage and how that relationship between us and the crowd develops throughout the concert. And, you know, there's you know, every place we play, every venue, no matter whether it's a bar atmosphere or whether it's you know, a festival atmosphere, at some point in the show, things seem to kind of lock together in its own unique environment, and that's, I think, what, you know, we strive for, is to really get inside of the vibe and the energy that's occurring at the different venue that we're playing at. And you know, me personally, I really enjoy aspects of both, and find that you know, there's something very valuable in every performance that, you know, that really is unique to it. You know, so.
Yeah, and I just want to add to that, and that is one of the challenges that we're faced with from different venues, from place to place, be it small venues or mid-sized venues or large festivals, is the sound system that, you know, that we're getting pumped through. And usually, you know, it's challenging for the sound man to dial our sound in because it's a complicated band. And so, you know, we just hope and pray that the sound is the best it can be in whatever situation we're at. And of course, festivals. We're playing High Sierra Festival coming up here on 4th of July. It's our third year back. Really psyched about that. And, you know, there we'll be playing on the main stage, as well as I think we have two other slots. But it's a really unique experience to play at a festival like that in the Sierra Mountains, you know, in front of thousands of people. But as Jeff mentioned, just playing in a you know, really intimate setting in a club also is just as unique and special.
I already had the pleasure to go down to Chester's Place early tonight and watch the band setting up. And I've got to say, as Raja said there, they got so many people in the band and so much equipment, these guys are practically hanging off the front of the stage. It's going to be a very intimate experience for people there. It's going to be a powerful musical experience. There's going to be a whole lot of sound coming off the stage tonight.
Definitely.
That should be a good time. I wanted to ask you guys about an ability that the band seems to have to stop on a dime and transition into another sound or into another song, perhaps a different part within the song. I wanted to ask if there's any kind of onstage choreography or signals among the band, or how you achieve such great interband communication, especially with so many people on stage.
Well, I would say that the primary link between us as musicians has a lot to do with friendship. You know, we're very in tune with each other mentally and spiritually, and, you know, that proliferates itself in a level of communication that oftentimes doesn't even require necessarily visual cues or you know, words or anything. I mean, the sound kind of dictates where the music's going to go. And, you know, we do have, you know, things that we work out and arrange you know, sort of decide upon mutually as a band to say, you know, in this particular piece we're going to change into this particular groove at this point when someone calls the change. And that actually gets passed around to the different band members who may be featured at that particular time. So whoever the soloist is at that time is kind of, you know, leading the charge, so to speak, you know, so we're all following their cue.
Yeah. I just want to add to that, one of the analogies that we use is, you know, being a team player, like we are a team. New Monsoon is a 7-member team, and we like to pass the ball around, so to speak, so we have a really good way to communicate that and, you know, make that communication happen on stage and, you know, direct the energy towards whoever the ball is being passed to and make those changes on the dime that you're referring to. Sometimes it happens spontaneously, you know, at a certain moment. Sometimes it's cued because we've talked about it and discussed it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's very cool. New Monsoon from San Francisco, California. You developed a lot of attention on jambass.com and jam bands, and starting to get some attention throughout the music press. Is this your first national tour, and how do you feel about how is your audience expanding so far, and what are some of the hot spots for you?
It is our first national tour, first time here to Arkansas, Fayetteville. We're psyched to be here, by the way. Thank you for having us. You know, it's some of the hot spots definitely in the past. Most recently, we just finished a 3-day tour in Houston, Texas, and it was amazing. The people there are amazing, and
incredible.
We had two really, really special performances and one kind of really private session for some close friends of ours in Houston. So that ended up being a pleasant surprise for us because we weren't quite sure what to expect in Houston, and it turned out to be definitely a hot spot. And of course, the other one for us has been Colorado. And Denver and our friends and family and fans in Denver who have supported us in such a short time and you know, really made Denver a really wonderful place for us to go to. And right now we're heading into kind of uncharted territory. After this we're going to be heading to a jazz fest in New Orleans, which I've never been to. I don't think Jeff's been to either.
Wow.
So we're pretty,
yep,
pretty excited about that.
Yep.
So we play next Thursday at Mama's Blues, and I think next Saturday at Cafe Brazil. I think the Thursday show is with Garage Mahal, and I'm not sure what the Saturday show is at Cafe Brazil. But then after that we're going, you know, Atlanta, Tallahassee, Florida, Carolinas, up the coast. So it's definitely a national tour, and we are really excited to see how the East Coast treats us. And, you know, Jeff and a lot of the members are from the East Coast, from Pennsylvania. We're going to be going there as well and, you know, see how that goes.
Yeah, and I also wanted to mention that we have two shows at Jazz Fest, which we're really excited about. One is at Cafe Brazil on Saturday night.
That's right, Saturday.
And Thursdays is
Mama's Blues. And the other thing, I just want to add that, yeah, Jambass has been great for us. We really love them and support them, and it's such a great website for fans who want to see their favorite bands and the tour schedule that they're on. And, you know, we've had a lot of support from them recently, and we love them, and jambass.com as well. There's some really great websites out there.
Yeah. I just wanted to just add one thing, since we've been touring, which, you know, in terms of actual time hasn't been very long. We've been on tour since January, so it has been a short period of time in that respect, but it has been a long period of time to the extent that we've grown our family. You know, we've you know, been able to meet and interact with people that are extremely generous and kind and of the same mindset, you know, about the environment and, you know, the way they want to live. And, you know, they seem to feel a connection with us and our music, and that also proliferates itself into very special relationships, which when you come back to a town again and now you know these people, it makes it even more special. So, you know, that's another thing that I wanted to add, that we'd like to add Arkansas to that list for sure.
Absolutely, man. That's one of the things I've been impressed with about New Monsoon so far, has been the enthusiasm of some of the fans.
Definitely.
It's really clear when you go on the internet. There's people giving testaments. I just saw New Monsoon for the first time tonight, and it blew me away. I met the guys. They're incredibly nice. A lot of things like that. I wanted to ask you not only about your extended family of of fans and friends, but also some of the fellow musicians that you've met out there. You mentioned you're playing a show down in New Orleans with Garage Mahal. That's a band that's played a bunch of shows up here at Chester's, some multi-night stands and whatnot.
Nice.
I think the possibility of a collaboration certainly exists, and you played at High Sierra, another venue that's known for collaborations among different bands, and particularly among the rising jam band scene that's out there. Some of the special guests that I know that are setting with New Monsoon includes Jamie Janover, yes. Brett Bailey, I believe Michael Travis from String Cheese Incident,
yes.
And others. How have some of those experiences been, and who are some of the other artists you hope to perform with in the future?
Some of the others that have sat in with us are Cecil Peanut Daniels, who, you know, he's great.
Widespread Panic.
Widespread Panic.
Yeah, Honest Tunes is a big Widespread show, this radio show.
Oh, really?
So
we
definitely busted out the Peanut here.
We
so
love
that's
Peanut,
awesome.
Man. He's just a great guy. And Paul McCandless as well has sat in with us, and, you know, another wonderful musician. I personally have also played with Fareed Hawk, and with his group, Fareed Hawk Group, recently, end of last year. I sat in for his tabla player, who couldn't make it to his shows. But yeah, the whole experience of touring and meeting all these other great musicians on the road, again, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you can only do by being a musician and meeting these people. So the collaborations, you know, that we've had in the past have been wonderful. Michael Travis sitting with us at the Quixote show in Denver was wonderful, you know, and Jamie Janover.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're just great guys, you know, and we love to have them, you know, in our Houston shows. That just happened. We had this wonderful flute player, John the Flute Man.
Yeah, John the Flute Man.
Who was just incredible. Amazing ear, you know, just got on stage and was able to hit it, you know, and so who knows what's in store for the future, but we're definitely open to several, you know, collaboration opportunities when they may arise.
In terms of your fan base, do you guys have a name for your collective fans?
Oh, that's a good question.
We have a couple different... you know,
there's a lot of names floating around. I mean, if you go to our website, newmonsoon.com, you can join a group, Yahoo Groups, which our friend and fan and family, Beth Castrol, kind of runs back home in San Francisco. And I guess there's been some debate about what to call themselves, and I guess they're Storm Chasers.
Monsoonites.
Fair Weather Friends.
You know, I mean,
you know, whatever.
It doesn't really matter to us. I mean, just as long as there's fans who are supporting the music, you know, that's
I'm kind
that's
of pulling all. For Storm Chasers myself.
Yeah,
but,
Storm Chasers is pretty good.
Well, you mentioned that you've been on tour since January, but you've got a phenomenal CD called Downstream. When did that come out, and when did you go through the recording process on that CD?
Well, that CD was a proliferation of about a year and a half worth of work, material that derived from a variety of different, you know, influences in the band. You know, the most recent addition to the group was Phil Ferlino, actually, the keyboard player. He moved out here from Pennsylvania, and on Hydrophonic, our first album, Phil actually played keyboards via the internet. He was able to download our music from his computer and lay the keyboards on the tracks and send it back to us in order to make the CD. So that was a real breakthrough in technology. But he, you know, physically being here was crucial to making Downstream even better, because he, pioneered a lot of the ideas and engineered a lot of the recording. So, and then also Heath Carlisle engineers the bass player and singer and does, you know, pretty much all the artwork. So we keep it all in-house. You know, we don't really involve anyone else in the process at this point, because, you know, it we enjoy doing it ourselves, actually, and it's rewarding for us.
The thing I remember the most about Downstream was, you know, it did take a long time to get all the songs together, but what happened was, after we had everything, we found out that we were going to lose our rehearsal space within, like, you know, a week. So what happened was, we had to cram in a recording session, you know, to record all 13 tunes within 2 days, I think it was.
Right, all the rhythm tracks, yeah.
And we, you know, recorded and engineered it ourselves, so we didn't have any outside help to do that. So it was just 2 days of intense recording, and a lot of the drum tracks from Marty that you hear on the album are first takes, and songs that I think were rehearsed maybe once or twice, you know, before we just decided, okay, tape rolling, let's record, and that's what's on the album, you know.
Right.
I think Ladybug is a good example of a song that Marty kind of just nailed, you know, within two takes.
One or two takes, yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to remind our listeners that we're doing an interview right now with two members of the band New Monsoon. They're going to perform tonight at Chester's Place, and the concert will probably start about 10 p.m. Tickets are going to be available for that at the door, and it's just a $5 cover. This kicks off what our radio show, Honest Tunes on KXUA, has dubbed the Chester's Place Jam Series. It's three concerts, starting with New Monsoon tonight, this Thursday night at Sun Cured Red, and next Wednesday night it's another band from San Francisco that you guys may be familiar with, Tea Leaf Green.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys established a friendship with TLG?
We sure have. We've played with them several times in the past, and, you know, great bunch of guys, great musicians.
Excellent.
Yeah. Cool. Our radio show is all about bringing up some of the up-and-coming bands and introducing our listeners who may already like some of the more known and older bands that we've been playing for a long time, trying to explore some of the newer bands on the scene, from jam bands to roots music, and we do that here on KXUA every Tuesday night.
That's great.
So we really appreciate you guys coming up here to the station. It's an honor. Your CD Downstream is available through the Homegrown Music Network.
Yep.
That's a cool alternative way for folks to get a hold of CDs if you perhaps can't find it at a local store.
And also, cdbaby.com is another way to get it.
Cool.
And that information is all on our website, which is simply newmonsoon.com.
And I think jambase.com is also selling it. So.
Also, plenty of good sources out there. A local place that a lot of our listeners go to is a Sound Warehouse on Block Street, and they are actually our Homegrown Music Network outlet town, so that's pretty cool for folks that here locally that want to acquire the CD, and of course you'll also be able to get it at the show tonight. Folks that come down tonight can also get a copy of the color poster that we produced for the Chester's Place Jam Series, and also from the band. I believe you guys have a real special poster available right now from the Houston shows.
Yeah, wonderful friend and artist in the Bay Area, Michael Everett. We commissioned, actually a fan in Houston commissioned him to create a poster for the Houston shows, and it just turned out really nice. So we're selling those at the show, and it's, you know, typical Michael Everett fashion style. If anyone is familiar with his artwork, it's beautiful.
Yeah, he has been String Cheese Incident's artist for a long time, and also did a lot of the Grateful Dead posters, you know, several years back also. So he's extremely well known throughout the world. His artwork's beautiful. So
yeah, if you folks saw like some of the latter-day Grateful Dead posters from the 1995 tours, a lot of them featuring a large terrapin and some overlapping designs, that's Michael Everett. He's definitely one of my favorite poster artists out there.
Yes.
And I collect poster art, so I really respect his work. He's awesome.
Nice.
The poster that we produced for the Jam Series here was created by Jeff Miller, an artist in Austin, Texas.
Not Jeff Miller, the guitarist in New Monsoon.
That's right. They happen to share the same name.
He's my twin brother.
But, speaking of the Grateful Dead, I think you guys are doing an after party this summer.
Well, are we?
That's not confirmed quite yet, but
okay.
We are going to be doing another mini Colorado run right after High Sierra, which actually is previous to the Baja Bash. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, actually, on the end of this tour, the routing takes us back through Colorado, and we have a show, I think, in June at the Gothic Theater.
Yeah.
And then we play High Sierra, and there has been discussion of playing a late night After the Dead in Denver, I think the Monday or Tuesday after July 4th weekend. But I don't think it's confirmed yet. So stay tuned for that.
Exactly. I did hear that it was okay to announce that on the radio show, so we can go ahead and say that the Grateful Dead, or as they're known now, the Dead. People are pretty psyched for their return to Red Rocks. Awesome venue, classic place for the Dead to play.
Yes.
They'll be playing there again this summer, and there's at least a good chance that New Monsoon will be doing an after show, possibly at Quixote's in Denver.
Yep. That's the word on the street.
Something to look forward to. That's the word. Jeff Miller, I wanted to ask you, what makes you laugh?
What makes me laugh? Well, my band members, first of all.
Just in time?
Yeah, you know, it's those times in the middle of the night when you're loading equipment that are probably the funniest times, because, you know, you've basically driven 8 hours after only getting about maybe four or no sleep sometimes, and then you know, you play the show and you give it your all, and then you get into this sort of state that I don't know what we would call it, but I'm sure there's a word for it
or something.
There's like a state, exactly, and you just, you know, you're next thing you know, you're flinging mic stands, and
it's important to have a sense of humor on the road, because being on the road is definitely hard, and Jeff definitely provides laughter, and, you know, a good source of that for everyone. So thanks, Miller.
Thank you.
You can pick up on that from the moment you meet the guy. He's been smiling ever since I first met him, and
yeah,
he's
got
a really warm personality.
When Miller doesn't get any sleep, you don't want to be around him, let me tell you.
Actually, I won't even go there.
Yeah,
but no, I mean, all in all, we are extremely fortunate to be on the road, and You know, we've had everything from our equipment stolen out of our vehicle in Portland to snapped my pinky finger to, you know, you name it.
Major weather storms.
Yeah, biggest snowstorm in Denver history, things like that. And, you know, each time you go through a situation with your band members that is challenging, it makes you even more, caring about the music that you're playing, and it becomes even more important to you, because I mean, you spend most of your life practicing an instrument, and then finally you push off the curb in the van, and it's an adventure. It's like something out of the old gypsy days that still is alive and well, and it makes it all worth it to pull into a town no matter what the situation is and have great people come to the show. And really looking forward to tonight. I'm very, very excited about it. It's a beautiful club. So,
in addition to your repertoire of original songs, there are some cover songs that I've seen pop up in a couple of your live CDs, which you guys allow your fans to trade. And could you tell us just a couple of your favorite artists to cover and why you selected them?
Well,
I know there's a wide variety.
Yeah, there's a wide variety. We've, recently we've covered Bob Dylan, which we all love and respect, of course, as a songwriter and musician. Just the other night, we actually covered the Rolling Stones for the first time.
We're not going to tell you what song, though.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you what
song,
but it was a song that we never rehearsed and just kind of did it on stage, and it turned out pretty well. Our influences range from, Pink Floyd to Miles Davis to, of course, Santana, the Allman Brothers, just the great musicians of the past.
John Coltrane,
Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin.
Zach
Hussain, of course. We have so many different influences in the band, which is, I think, part of what makes it special in terms of our originals, and also what makes our covers, so wonderful as well, is because we all have different ideas of what to do, and everyone is open to doing those. So we have a lot of covers, and we have a lot more that are in, the works right now as well.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about new material. Do you guys have some new originals that you're working on now, as well as new covers?
Stuff
beyond the songs that are on Downstream. Of course, everything will be new to people coming out to the show tonight. But
sure.
But some of the fans on the internet wanted to know what things you might potentially be busting out on this tour as it progresses.
Well, that would be a mystery now, wouldn't it?
Sure.
I mean, they'd probably have to come to the show to find out for sure. But I will say that we are constantly exploring new possibilities and working on new ideas and new material, and a lot of what we do derives from very kind of spontaneous inspiration that occurs on a given day between two or more members, and it's a very organic process, and we find that we have the most success with our writing when we let that flow, when we just kind of let that energy guide us and lead us into a new idea. And we're pretty fortunate to have the ability to pull energy from different sources. I mean, Rajiv is a student of North Indian classical music. So, when you mix that with, someone from Pennsylvania who grew up on Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Allman Brothers, you get some interesting results sometimes.
One of the things about new tunes on the road is it's hard to do, because you don't have your traditional rehearsal space. So one of the things that this band is really good about doing is we have long drives, and so we make it a point for, like, Jeff and Heath, the bass player, and Bo, the banjo player, to sit in the back of the van while two other people drive. They break out their instruments and just shed in the back of the van and work on new tunes. And, Bo Carper just wrote a great new tune 2 days ago that, we all learned and will play on this tour eventually. But, the new material is flowing pretty nicely in challenged conditions, and, so it's happening pretty nicely.
Yeah. I just wanted to also mention that we really encourage, people to follow us all over the country also. If you're interested in that, let us know tonight. We'll try to work something out,
Get those wheels ready to head down to Jazz Fest. I know some people are already planning to head that way.
That's right.
It's definitely a world-renowned festival, and in the last 5 to 8 years, it's really grown into somewhat of a jam band showcase. So that's definitely a prestigious place for you guys to have a couple of gigs down there. That's going to be really cool this coming weekend. And once again, New Monsoon in Fayetteville for their first time, actually first appearance in Arkansas. Super psyched to have you guys in town. Thanks for coming up to KXUA tonight.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you so much.
I want to invite our listeners to stay tuned. In just a little bit here, we're going to be giving away a couple of copies of New Monsoon's CD Downstream, along with free admission to tonight's show for the winners of those CDs. So my co-host Scooter is going to give those CDs away in just a little bit. We got a lot more music coming your way, including songs by Sun-Cured Red, Tea Leaf Green from the Jam series, and more music from New Monsoon. Once again, thanks again to Raja and Jeff Miller from New Monsoon for being up here tonight.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for having us, Scooter.
We'll talk to you guys again soon. Thanks
for
listening.
Looking forward to tonight.
All right. Well, you know, we heard the rumors about Fayetteville, but hey, you know, this is it.
What time is it? You guys want to hear another one song? Wow. Rock on. I don't know where everyone else went. I don't know, Roger, do we have time for one more? All right. Thank you guys so much. You've been so great.
We went out back, we took a vote, we said we have just enough time to do one quick little short, tiny little tune.
goodbye is just too long a word, yeah. So I'll just say farewell. Now I ain't saying that you treated me unkind. Could've done better, babe, but I don't mind. You just kinda wasted all my precious time. So don't think twice, it's alright. No, don't think twice, it's alright. No, don't think twice.
Thank you guys so much. You got such a great group. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the love.
Thank you.
Come to High Sierra.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you.